From Entrepreneur Media, this is Problem Solvers, a show in which entrepreneurs do what entrepreneurs do best, solve unexpected problems in their business.
We were completely wrong.
And I'm just like, it's not selling.
It was like, we have to start from scratch.
I'm Jason Pfeiffer, the editor-in-chief of Entrepreneur Magazine. Have you heard about Gary Vaynerchuk's Office of the CEO? It's such an interesting idea. We explored it in some detail in a cover story we ran about Gary back in June, and the basics go like this. So Gary is the CEO of VaynerMedia, a giant 700-plus person marketing and brand strategy agency, and it is very much built on top of Gary's own savvy in digital marketing. And Gary's success has created something of a problem for the business, because if you're a client of VaynerMedia, you want to feel like Gary himself is touching your project. But at a company of that size, that's just not possible. I mean, there's only one Gary. So how do you scale one man? Gary's solution? The Office of the CEO. It's a team of four VaynerMedia veterans who sit just outside his office and basically serve as his proxies throughout the company. They're constantly checking in with department heads and filling Gary in and then funneling his advice back outward. And he explained it to us like this, quote, "The goal is to build a bigger, scalable version of the chief of staff idea to give me more operational eyes and ears in different pieces of the business." With this, Gary is tackling a problem that pretty much every entrepreneur will in some way face. It goes like this. You have a vision, and you turn that vision into a company, and then at some point your company becomes so big that you can't possibly be available to execute that vision the way you used to. And not only that, but if you keep trying to be the person executing the vision, I mean, if you insist on doing so many things yourself and being in the weeds the way that you might once have loved to do, you will make everything so inefficient that you will literally harm your own company. So what to do? I mean, of course, the office of the CEO isn't a concept that'll work for everyone. It's just a solution that worked for Gary. Every leader has to find a system that works for them and their team. And so today, I want to explore this problem with a younger entrepreneur, someone whose company is much smaller than Gary's, but in at least one important way is actually more complex than Gary's. And what you'll find is that when a leader must figure out how to scale themselves, it forces them not to just think about leadership, but about what else the company needs to succeed. And so, let me introduce you to a guy named Adam Tischauer. He created a company called Camp No Counselors. It's a summer camp for adults, which this year served around 7,000 to 8,000 campers, a huge leap from only a few years ago. And that growth was possible because a few years ago, Adam realized he was holding back his company, and he vowed to fix the problem.
We weren't able to scale if I wasn't able to find the right people, trust the right people, give them the tools so that our product not only could be as successful as it was, but hopefully better than when I was there.
So let's back up for a second, because I bet you might be wondering this. Here it is. A summer camp for adults? What is that? Yeah, Adam should explain. It all started in 2013 when he was working at a music tech company and living in New York, and he was looking to throw a super memorable party for a bunch of his friends.
I thought to myself that it could be hilarious and amazing if we could rent out a summer camp, invite my friends, and just have a weekend away where we would play all the different classic camp sports, but also have an open bar and bring in a band or a DJ and just have a ton of fun outside of the city, away from work.
People were into it, so he found a camp in upstate New York that he could rent, but there was a catch. The camp said he needed to bring a minimum of 35 people in order to get exclusive use of the property, and at the time, Adam had maybe 20 people involved. So he asked his friends to invite their friends, and soon he had 90 people signed up. And they all went, and they had an amazing time, and they kept in touch afterwards, and 6 months later, he decided to do it again, and this time, 125 people showed up.
And there were a lot of tech influencers at that camp who are kind of part of my wider friend circle. And they, at the end of the weekend, were like, oh my God, can you organize one of these for me and my group of friends? And at that point is when kind of a light bulb went off. And I thought, hey, if people are going to be paying me for me to have the time of my life, well, I think maybe that is a career I could get into.
So in May of 2014, Adam dedicated himself full time to Camp No Counselors. The premise is pretty simple. He rents out summer camps, you know, places with bunks and lakes and mess halls, like where you went to summer camp as a kid. And then he arranges a weekend experience for mostly 20-somethings who will go and have a few days of swimming and fun and, well, let's face it, probably a lot of drunkenness and shenanigans. And by the way, just how old am I that I'm now using the word shenanigans to describe this? If I was at Camp No Counselors, I'd be like, where is the bunk for people who go to bed at 11 p.m.? Huh, I am old. But anyway, Adam organizes 4 camp weekends for that first year, and he basically serves as camp director for all of them. And his pal Dave, who was at the first camp Adam organized, becomes associate camp director. And then they're off to the shenanigans.
It's exhausting organizing, or not only organizing, but running the camp itself. And it's a 72-hour immersive all-day, all-night experience, and you need to be on to make sure that people are having fun, but also to make sure that they're staying safe late into the wee hours of the morning. So to do that back-to-back-to-back weekends is obviously not sustainable.
What happened next? We'll get into it right after this word from our sponsor. Let me tell you the story of Best Self. Alan and Catherine were running a business together and each had a separate business too. So they were busy and they wanted to make the most of their time. So they started developing a tool that would help them do that. The result was a journal, a really beautiful, simple product with space to help them plan their day, organize their thoughts, and work towards goals. Their friends loved it. So Alan and Catherine launched a Kickstarter that turned out to raise more than $300,000. And then they shifted their efforts to building an entire company devoted to helping entrepreneurs perform at their highest level. That includes that journal, as well as a dry erase 13-week wall calendar, a letterpress manifesto, and more. Good problem solving, I'd say. Find their products at bestself.co. That's bestself.co. And now onto our second sponsor. I have a confession to make. I've done a lot of freelancing over the years, and I still do some freelance work now, and I have kept all of my records on, and I hate to even admit this, I've kept it all on a single Microsoft Word document. All my costs, whether I got paid or not, everything, it's all there, and I am sure I forgot to invoice some clients, and I am owed money I will never get. So when I got a tour of FreshBooks, which makes cloud accounting software for freelancers and small businesses, it felt like a cliche light bulb went off in my head. Like, oh, this is what it means to actually run your business like a professional. Who knew? The tools are really simple and smart. Manage your invoices, track your expenses, keep track of your work for each client down to the minute. There's even a feature that will check in with your clients if they're overdue on payments. I cannot even begin to stress how much smarter this is than running a side hustle on a Word document. Try it for yourself by signing up at freshbooks.com/PS, that's PS for problem solvers, and be sure to enter problem solvers in the How Did You Hear About Us section. Okay, let's get back to the story. But hey, it's Adam's vision, and he doesn't exactly have some easy way to just hand this off to someone else, so he keeps going. And also, Camp No Counselors has a pretty narrow window of opportunity. It can really only operate in the summer, and even then, only during weekends when it can find a summer camp that isn't going to be full of children. And also, communication at these camps is not easy. Many don't have Wi-Fi, don't even have cell phone service, so it's not like he can hire someone to run a camp and then check in with them from afar or trust that they'd be able to reach him if something went wrong. Adam doesn't want to waste a single opportunity. And so in the next year, 2015, he puts on 12 camps, and he is the camp director at all of them. But here's the thing. Adam knows that in order to really grow this company, he is going to have to eventually host multiple camps during the same weekends, and that means he will literally be physically unable to be camp director at every camp, even if he wanted to, which he didn't, but it just wouldn't be possible. So that's why he starts thinking, you know, at these camps, these 12 camps that he's going to be camp director at, he will train some new staff so that next year they can kind of take over some of the ropes. And that way they'll get on the ground training and supervision and they'll be ready for 2016. And that's what happens. They go through the summer of 2015, they train their people, and then when it's all over, Adam realizes that actually, there is no way that these people he just trained are going to be able to independently operate a camp a full year from now based only on what they just learned.
Throughout the process of hiring and interviewing and then training, we realized that we weren't putting our staff up to succeed if there were no metrics around what they were doing. So how do you measure a level of success and grow and become better when you just throw someone in the middle of the woods with a schedule and that's it?
In realizing this, Adam has reached a key moment in the maturity of any company. When it's just you, or you and your buddy Dave, there's no need for a whole bunch of rules and systems and metrics because, you know, it's you guys know what you're doing. You're self-motivated. It was your idea. But when the leader of an organization steps back from the day-to-day, they can't just be replaced by a bunch of other people leading day-to-day. They need to be replaced by a system, something that ensures everybody can execute the company's mission. So Camp No Counselors develops that system. One part of it is a daily reporting system that camp staff has to fill out. They do it through Google Docs, which, you know, can get a little dicey depending on what camp you're at because some don't have great connectivity, but everybody has something, right? Sometimes there's a little Wi-Fi spot in the camp, and sometimes you actually have to plug into the wall. Remember that? I haven't done that in years. Anyway, whatever it is, the staff makes it work, and they connect, and they go through this list.
So once a day, they fill out, hey, how the previous day went. And it's as, you know, as granular as what was the consumption of alcohol to were there any injuries and everything in between, which usually takes only 10 to 15 minutes to fill out or so, but it's pretty granular. So then in real time, if I'm not at the camp, I can, you know, see what's actually going on and what the tone is, what the vibe is.
That way, Adam can be moving around to different camps, but still be monitoring how each one is going. And if these granular reports show that something's going wrong, he or someone else on his senior team can intervene.
And then at the end of the weekend, we have a few different metrics that we use to measure success. We have a net promoter score that all of the campers fill out on the last morning of camp on our iPads. And we're able to see, you know, did the campers have fun? Are they going to tell their friends? Are they going to come back? And we also do a repeat camper registration where people can, sure enough, register for the following year's camps right on site. And based on our previous scores that I used to, you know, get when I was just starting these systems, as well as our best directors get, we kind of put together goals for our at-camp staff, and we're able to closely monitor the safety of our campers.
So as Adam was describing all this to me, I started thinking, you know, this was starting to sound kind of corporate. I mean, there are like KPIs and ways to evaluate staff and lots of paperwork to track progress and goals. And so I started to wonder, I mean, how do you take a silly idea like a sleepaway camp and turn it into an actual business, but ensure that the buttoned up back end of all this doesn't seep out into what campers see? Because, you know, you can just tell when a company is super uptight, even if it's trying to release products that feel fun and organic. A company culture can dictate so much more than it even intends to. Adam's answer to this is pretty straightforward, actually. First, he hires people who can toggle between being professional and being fun and silly, and then he stresses to them that it's okay for a lot of things to go wrong. I mean, you don't want the wrong kind of things to go wrong. I mean, lots of campers shouldn't be injured. But this is camp. It's not the Ritz-Carlton, and it shouldn't try to be. A lot of the experience is simply in how you frame it.
At camp, you know, when you arrive to camp, your bags are wet when you were a kid. For whatever reason, always you open up your bags, and the person who was handling them dropped them in the lake or something. And while if you were at a resort and that were to happen, you would be furious. But at camp, it's okay. It's okay if the show doesn't run on time. It's okay if you get muddy. And so all of these, you know, it's okay if the water and the showers are cold. These types of things are not okay in a typical like resort environment or a hotel environment. But how you react as a, you know, camp director is everything. And so playing up the silliness of, oh, we're at camp, that's how it's going to be. Or do you remember when you were at camp? And all of those types of quirks are part of this camp experience that bring people together.
These systems worked. This year, Camp No Counselors has more than doubled the number of camps it ran back in 2015. It's now running 30 to 40 camps across 16 different locations, with 13 in the U.S. and 3 in Canada. The company now has 2 full-time directors and 2 part-time directors, and a part-time staff of 50. And those directors are now developing systems to train other directors, meaning that Adam has built a self-perpetuating system. For example, the company now has also developed a lot of in-office training procedures so that it can keep hiring and training during its off-season and not be totally reliant upon training people only during the busy summer. So now that you've heard this, think back to Gary Vaynerchuk's Office of the CEO and Adam Tischauer's system for overseeing multiple camps at once. They're very different, of course. They're different guys in different companies, but at their heart, these ideas are the same. They're what happens when a leader and a company are both given the tools to evolve. The leader needs to constantly redefine their role to be the most efficient leader possible, and the company needs to grow and bring on new people who can be accountable, but also contribute new ideas. You know, if you're a leader, you should want a company that's thriving, not because you're holding it together with your bare hands, but because you built something that'll last, that'll sustain itself on your vision, but is also free to become a better and stronger version of the thing that you first created. And that means you need to step back and build the process so that everybody can step in. And that's our show. Problem Solvers comes out every week. So to make sure that you don't miss an episode, please subscribe on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. If you love what we're doing, please also leave us a review. It totally helps us reach more people. That's our problem solving right here. And of course, there are a lot more stories like this one, along with practical advice on how to start and grow a business in Entrepreneur Magazine and on our website, entrepreneur.com. Problem Solvers is a production of Entrepreneur Media. Our producer is Nathan Latka. Again, my name is Jason Pfeiffer, and I'm the editor-in-chief of Entrepreneur Magazine. Let me know what you think about the show. You can find me on Twitter at @HeyPfeiffer, H-E-Y-F-E-I-F-E-R. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.